It went really well. The kids did great. Every single one of them scored points for the team. We ended up second behind Juno when they have, I think there was 190 kids at the meet, and Juno had 110 of them.
So that would be a really tough team to beat.
Very tough to beat, yes.
How many
We took
swimmers?
15.
Okay, so there are 15. That's a bit of a difference.
A bit of a difference.
15 swimmers compared to 110.
Yes.
Wow, so taking second place is a pretty big deal.
We were pretty proud of that, yes.
Has the swim club done that well before?
Not while I've been here, not at Southeast Champs.
And how long have you been coaching the swim club?
10 years. This is year 11, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good one. It was a big group for us, too. 15 on the road is pretty good for us.
And I noticed you beat other big schools, too. Ketchikan, Sitka.
Yeah, yep. The kids all had best times in almost everything they did.
And why do you think that is? Do they get really excited?
We don't get to see other kids often. We swim against ourselves most of the time. So when you get to race against other kids, that's fun.
And the swimmers that we're talking about on Viking Swim Club range in age?
Our youngest was 7, and she scored points. Devin Flint. Okay. Actually, she was the third place high score for 8 and unders. So that was kind of fun. And 14-year-old Allie Morgan was the oldest one there.
Okay. So a range of ages.
Yeah. Our 10 and under girls are really good. They scored a lot of points for us and did really well. We had a couple of older boys, 13 and 14-year-old boys, that did really well. That was Logan Haley and Jonas Beckland. They did really well.
And wasn't there a relay team?
Our 10 and under girls relay team that got a first and a second. And we had 2 13-year-old boys and 2 11-year-old boys that we could put in the open relay, and they ended up with a first and a second.
An open relay means all ages?
Yeah. If you don't have enough in the set age groups, the age groups are 11, 12, 13, 14, and then 15 and over, you can put them in the 15 and over, which is called open.
Oh, okay. So they were swimming against older kids.
Yeah.
And they still took first?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, some of it was a little bit of luck. One of the teams got disqualified.
Okay. Still, but, yeah. Even second place would be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. They did really well.
So 15 Viking Swim Club swimmers competed at the meet, which is a good number. How's the swim club going in general?
Really well. We've had more participation here this spring than we've had in the past. I had 18 at one of the practices, 5-year-olds through 18-year-olds.
And where are we at in the season then for the swim club?
It's coming to a close. We have the state championships at the end of the month that I'm planning on taking 4 high school girls and 1 high school boy. Alyssa Guthrie, she's a senior. Maria Funt and Bryn Lister, who are juniors. Allie Morgan, who is a sophomore. Oh, and by the way, Allie set a new club record in the 100 freestyle. The 100 freestyle record was from Tessa Hasbrook when I first got to town. So it was like 2007 record that she just broke.
Yeah, it looked like Allie had a really good meet.
She did. She did have better than I thought because I beat her up pretty good the week before.
Just training?
Yeah, she was sore. So I didn't really expect much, but she stepped up and did it.
Yeah.
So I'll beat her up some more for before JOs.
There's a long list of her placings, and
yeah.
We won't go over all of them here, but we'll list them online anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. She was first and second in almost everything.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.